Mr. Hitler, if you think we're on the run.
Yes, welcome to episode 35, part 2 of the Dad's Army podcast. Now, why is there a part 2 when I didn't refer to part 1 at all in last week's podcast? I had some massive editing problems whilst I was recording the locations tour last month that you heard part of last week. Unfortunately, it resulted in that podcast being massively truncated. It was only 15 minutes, as you could tell. However, I wasn't able to tell you that during the recording because everything I cut together was pre-recorded. It would have involved me recording another segment just to explain why it was so short, so I thought it would be much easier just to record a part two. Basically, I made a massive error. I should have really put Corporal Jones in charge of editing instead. He would have done a much better job of it than me, and I would do a much better job of being a butcher, probably. But there you go. Anyway, before we get into the second half of the recordings that I made, we've received an MP3 recording from Paul from the Dad's Army Appreciation Society. Regular listeners will be familiar with Paul. He's joined me on many different occasions to discuss a variety of different things concerning Dad's Army. This time round, he's talking about the local event that happened, I think it was probably a couple of months ago, up at Whitmore Hall. Anyway, over to you, Paul.
You're listening to the Dad's Army podcast with your host, James.
Thank you, James. I'm just wondering if any of the listeners to this podcast attended our very successful event at Whitmore Hall in Staffordshire earlier this year. If you did, and if you took some photographs of the event, be grateful if you could forward some to me for possible inclusion in the forthcoming newsletter. You'll have to be pretty smartish because we're hoping to get to the printers pretty soon. And if we do use your photographs, obviously you would be given full credit for them. Anyway, if you were there, and I said if you took pictures, if you could attach them to an email and forward them to me at info@dadsarmy.co.uk, I'd be most grateful, and it would also help to illustrate the article so that other members who can't attend these events can see what we get up to in other parts of the country. Thanks for listening, and I'll keep my fingers crossed. Cheers.
Thanks for that, Paul. Getting back to our locations tour then, this is part two. Frank was still with us, Tony Pritchard of the Appreciation Society was discussing and describing the locations that we visited and explaining how and where they featured in the run of Dad's Army.
This place?
I don't remember this.
This is Langford Church. This is Langford Church, Frank, and this is the one where we have, this is the one, the episode No Spring for Fraser.
Oh, right, yes, where Teddy and I crouched behind.
No, you're performing a funeral scene.
Oh?
Yes, and the story is that Fraser's lost a butterfly spring out of a Lewis gun.
Yeah.
And he thinks he's left it in the coffin. And they're trying to get rid of you from the gravesite so they can have a quick rummage in the coffin to see if the spring's there. And they stand at the wall and they put this big sign up saying, unexploded bomb.
Oh, that's right, yes. And I go rushing off.
You run. You're running again, Frank.
I did running in those days. I remember Arnold Ridley saying to me, when we started this series, I did a lot of running about, but I can't do it anymore, and I know the feeling now. I was the youngest member of the cast, apart from Ian Lavender. And look at me now, there we are.
But the interesting one about this from the filming point, because it took quite a while to work out what they did here, they actually didn't film inside the churchyard. You were actually stood more or less here, Frank, on this track here. Because if you look very, very closely at the episode, the fence is actually that side of you, and the camera was there. Filming down this way, and so you were stood around here with the church in the background. So that's where you did this bit of filming. And the other little bit they did is, if you look at the book, and there's a picture of them looking over the wall is actually that wall there, and the camera was the other side of the wall looking back towards this field.
What was the one where Teddy, myself and Bill were at night looking over into a graveyard for some reason? Oh. What episode was that? Was that here?
Yeah.
It might have been the Miser's Hoard.
Yes,
yeah.
It might have been, yes.
Yeah.
But that's certainly, I think that was mostly studio, that sort of work, though, I think.
Yeah. Well, maybe it was, yes.
Yeah.
There's several walls.
Yes.
But the interesting thing is, as I say, this is one of these locations that, you know, it took a while to just work out how they filmed it, because, you know, you immediately, your instinct to think is they were actually in the churchyard, but they weren't, they were actually outside. Yeah.
One of the churches in the battle area has been refurnished and it has a service once a year on Christmas Eve, I believe.
That's right, Frank, we're going there shortly. That's West Hoffs, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We want you to explain to us why you, as Vicar of Warmington-on-Sea, would expect to have a telephone sat on top of one of your tombstones in the churchyard.
I don't know. I think it's called... I don't know what it's called, actually.
Yeah.
Stupidity? I don't know, but I think it's a lovely moment.
It is. Do you remember this one? This is from Don't Forget the Diver, and this is where Captain Square has got the verger keeping a lookout on Mannering's troops to see what they're doing, and he's relaying messages to their command post. And you're stood here talking to the verger saying, you know, what are you doing and all that? And he said, oh, I'm doing some bird watching. And the telephone rings. And you answer the phone.
I do remember that, yes. I think that's all I did in that particular episode.
Yes.
So that was a nice easy one, because I don't think I had anything in the studio at all in that one. Yes, I do remember that very well, yeah. But did they actually show the church itself?
Inside, no.
No, I mean the outside of the church in...
No, not what they do in another episode, Frank. In the episode The Lion Has Phones.
Was I in that?
No, you weren't in that. That's the one
I thought I was.
I don't think you were. No, that's the episode where they a plane allegedly lands in the reservoir, or the reservoir, as Jones would say. Oh, hang up, that's the phone. You have to excuse me.
Well, that cock call.
Yes.
Somewhere there's a cock call that's going ring, ring,
hello.
Ring, ring.
You're listening to the Dad's Army podcast with your host, James.
We're at Frog Hill now, and lots of bits of filming went on here. I suppose the first bit to talk about is the closing scene, where you see them marching past the trees. And there's also another little bit from Battle School. And that, the Battle School bit with all the smoke in Battle of the Giants was done over there. And those are the trees that they march in front of along there.
Here. These here?
Yes. Yeah. If you look at the closing scenes, you see them marching past these trees. They're all doing it singly. And it's all with their names come up, you know, you've been watching and so on, yeah? The other episodes that were filmed around here was Bullets Not For Firing, where they're picking up the
shell
cases, having shot at an aircraft they missed. Manhunt, there's a scene in here where Walker's being dragged along by his dog, and you see him running past these trees. And in fact, one of the shots where the chap's up there looking for his Oriole egg is up in one of those trees. Battle School was done here. The scene in Battle School is where they've got all the tables laid out for the food, and you know, the guy there stirring the sloppy stuff and dropping his fag ash and all that into the tray. That's just done here along here, and if you look carefully, you'll see all this backdrop. Guerrilla warfare was done over there on that side. The scene in Battle of the Giants is they're letting off all the smoke bombs, and it's that scene where Bill's got all those firecrackers, it goes off in front of him, and he gets all black and comes up there. So all that was filmed over there. And Room at the Bottom, a little bit from Room at the Bottom was filmed here, and that's just down the dippy. You know the bit where they're doing their exercise, and Joan wants to go up and see if the coast is clear, and he gets up and takes his trousers off because the ants run up his trouser legs. That's just the other side of that dippy there. Day the Balloon Went Up is actually further on down there, and in the episode that's Pinner Fields. That's where they're walking with that gas balloon, having captured it. And that's an interesting question, Frank. We never found out what was on the back of the harmonium.
Yes, well, I'm not telling. But you can guess from Clive's reaction when Mannering says, have you done that? And he says, no, not recently.
Clean the floor.
So, yeah, that's just down there a little way, on the right-hand side. And as I say, in the episode, that was Pinner Fields.
This is Frank Williams, and you're listening to the Dad's Army Podcast.
Well, that really is it for episode 35 of the Dad's Army Podcast. I hope you'll join us again in July for episode 36. Please feel free to send in your feedback to me, james@dadsarmypodcast.com. We're doing really well in terms of listeners at the moment. Episode 35, part one of the podcast, actually came in at number one for 3 days in Podomatic's TV and film charts. So well done. We beat a number of other very popular podcasts there, and we weren't able to do that without listeners listening and downloading episodes. So thank you very much indeed for your support. If you'd like to continue that support by sending us emails, I'll make certain I read them out in a future podcast. So that's all for me for this time around. I look forward to speaking to you again in July. Bye for now.